time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Nick Kukuru, Dom DeCastro. Yeah, that's the first time I mentioned your name first, Nick. That's a mistake. Edit that around, Danny Meyer, our producer in the background. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru. No, we're here every week, though. Doesn't matter whose name first, second, third, whatever. We are back. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, happy to be here. Nick, we're getting close to the big day for the MIAA. The first tournament rankings will be out.
Yes,
Friday, no more speculating.
Yep. This is like that in-between week. Oh, the holiday tournaments are over. The power rankings haven't come out yet.
Yep. All the we'll figure it all out. We'll figure out the potential Merrimack Valley matchups. There were so many good ones last year in the winter season, and looking forward to more of that. We'll see where like Lawrence boys rank. We'll see where Andover girls rank. And by the way, Andover girls basketball captains after the break. That's going to be a fun one. I can't wait for that. I don't even want to talk that much, Nick, in this opening segment, because it's like, why ramble on when we got these, I think, four ladies that we're expecting to be on coming on after the break. It's going to be a lot of fun. They are coming off that Commonwealth Christmas Classic tournament. So plenty to talk about that win.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, and then maybe at the end of the show, we can talk a little hockey rankings. We get some good Merrimack Valley teams doing some great things, and we're all good. So let's, as promised, get out of the way. Take a break. Save the Nick and Dom chatter for when the rankings come out, and clear the way for our Andover girls basketball captains. All of them will be on, talking about their season after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru here with our four and only guest. I usually say one and only guest, but the guest segment of the day is going to be our Andover girls basketball captains, Amelia Hanscom, Anna Foley, Kathleen Yates, Marissa Kobelski. Why don't you just say hello all at once, girls?
Hello.
There you go. Nice in sync, just like you are on the basketball court, 6-0 at the time of this recording, on fire, winning the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. That was probably the most notable. Actually, you tell me, Amelia Hanscom, what was the top win so far?
You know, obviously we loved winning the Commonwealth Christmas Classic because we actually had never won it before because the tournament hadn't been held since freshman year. So that was definitely a big win. We also had a big win just 2 days ago that was really big for us against Bridgewater Raynham, because that's some really good out of conference competition, and that felt really good to win, especially since we played them at the Garden a few years ago.
Yeah, nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go over to Kathleen. Kathleen, tell us, you know, about the strengths of the team. I mean, when, you know, when Andover's playing at their best, what are you guys doing well?
I think we're definitely one of the closest teams, a lot of team spirit, and just always being loud and working together. And we have so much talent. We don't have to work through just a couple of people. We have an amazing roster, especially this year, that's ready and loaded to come off the bench and do everything that needs to get done.
Yeah, Anna Foley, I mean, you know, last year, right? What a year. Almost the very, very end. I mean, a battle, just getting to the top and falling just short of that state title. And then, you know, the COVID year was at the same point, right? The end of the year. What does last year's run mean to this team in terms of, you know, giving you that momentum coming into this year?
Right. I mean, obviously it's, I mean, really sad we lost, but we can't ignore the fact that we got there and that we had a great season. And that we'd only lost 2 games the whole season. And, I mean, we had all, I think 4 of us, especially, all kind of had breakout years. Like, it was really, just like it was our first full year. So, it was a great season to have. And, obviously it's easy to focus on the last loss, but, it's been a great stepping stone this year. I think we really, built our core, you know, offense core group, everything that we've been working on last year. And then, you know, developed it over the summer. We had a great summer with some other new players that have really made great strides. So it's been a great stepping point as we're starting this year undefeated and hoping to get back to that same spot. We know it's a lot of work as we made it last year, but just knowing that we can get there is really encouraging. And, you know, we're here to finish the job. So.
Nice. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Marissa, you guys runner ups last year. I mean, that means you have a bullseye on your back this year. Obviously you're navigating it pretty well with a 6-0 record, but, you know, what is the mindset coming in knowing that, you know, anytime, you know, a team beats you, that could make their entire season?
I mean, we go into every game knowing that there is that target on our backs and we're not going to overlook anyone because we know that we're going to get their best shot from whatever team we're playing. So what we do is we focus one game at a time. You know, we got Lowell tomorrow, so we've been focusing on them. And our thing is that we don't look ahead. Everything we do is one at a time.
Sound like Coach Belichick there. So, you know, we're on to Lowell. That's all we're thinking of right now. It's Monday night, time of this recording, so that's a Tuesday game against Lowell. Okay,
yeah,
cool. And Amelia Hanscom, where are you guys? You're in one room, one house. Who's the host?
Yeah, so this is my house. We actually just had a pasta dinner. We didn't really have time to go home to eat. So we had the late slot practice today. So, you know, it was great to have everybody back here. I know you probably want to answer, but it's my house. So.
Okay, so it's the it's the Foley household.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So Hanscom, tell me, like, was it any good, the pasta dinner, or, you know, what?
Honestly,
was it legit?
Anna's mom's mac and cheese is exceptionally good.
You guys went with the mac and cheese. Okay.
Yeah, and I do not hold back at these pasta dinners. Yeah. Everyone knows that if there's leftovers, you send them to the Hanscom house. So
no leftovers, though.
I always come prepared, and it was a great meal.
Yeah.
Credits, you know.
All right, so you are like super carb loader. You're just like carbing it up.
Needed.
This is a carbohydrate night. Okay. Mm-hmm. Watch out, Lowell. Amelia Hanscom will be ready after the mac and cheese.
She's ready.
Mac and cheese infusion.
Yeah, we had chicken broccoli ziti as well.
You know, you threw in a little chicken broccoli ziti?
Yeah, you know, got to get the protein in there as well, the veggies.
Some veggies. Chopped up garlic bread. Can't go wrong.
Nick, I feel like, Nick, they stepped up the pasta dinners these days. I always had spaghetti and meatballs. That's all I had in my mind.
Can't go wrong.
No diss to that right. classic. But
okay. All right.
Yeah, bro, I feel like mix it up. We got it back in our day. It was like a spaghetti dinner in the, like the high school cafeteria.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, we didn't really look forward to them. I feel like these sound awesome.
And they're big productions now. People don't even just stick with pasta. We had buffalo wings a couple weeks ago, or actually last week. Burrito bowls, tacos,
really options. Really nice. Fun to do this year. Like, we didn't get to do it at the beginning last year or the year before. So we're definitely making the most of them this year. Especially as seniors, it's our last couple ones at each other's houses for dinner. So
yeah, making the most of it. Now, I myself would really have a Chinese food dinner. I don't know if you want to be throwing down the Rangoons before a game.
Rangoons are the best food on this planet.
Amelia, I feel like you and me, like
we're one and the same.
Really. I got you. But
I'm here with the Italian. So
All right. So food out of the way, Nick, back to you with Kathleen. Maybe you have a basketball question.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just want to go around, the rotation, starting with Kathleen, just take us to, your individual role on the team.
Well, I think that's definitely changed a lot. So we've all been on the team since freshman year, and I've definitely seen myself grow a lot as not just a player, but a leader. So I came on as like a definite bench warmer, whose my role was to help these amazing players who, I mean, they're going D1, D3. And that was very intimidating for me. Okay, Riss, you're going to go D1 too.
D1
volleyball.
Okay, but superstar athletes. Yeah. So definitely intimidating to come on. But I think I've definitely grown into that role where I'm able to still challenge them and hustle. Well, now also my senior year, being more of a leader and a mentor to those younger kids who are in the same position.
Yeah. She starts now too. Not to toot her own horn. So
that's right.
It's been a long road, but she really worked hard. So we definitely see great improvement from her too. So.
Awesome. And how about you, Anna Foley, your specific role on the court?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say kind of the same thing, in terms of growth, like freshman year, I still was an impact player, but definitely seen some more opportunity to be a leader this year and last year. So pretty similar role this year from last year, but as a senior and finally getting that title as captain, but it's just even being a leader in your own role, like each year you can be a leader in a way. So just like kind of taking in new experience. And then this year we added a lot of new players. So I think that's been a big thing, just being welcoming and inclusive. So, 1 through 13, we can be a unit and they all can enjoy being like playing with us and playing together and just being around each other, like at dinner and everything. So I think that's been a big piece of it, as well as, developing my game and, being as big an impact player as I can be to contribute and also just challenge my skills and get ready for college as well.
Yeah. And, Amelia Hanscom, besides taking the doggy bags home from the team dinners, what are you doing on the basketball court for Andover?
I just see my role kind of similar to what they said, as like a leader on this team. And I felt like I've kind of grown a lot since my freshman year, and I kind of played scared all the time. I obviously played, but I didn't play to what I knew that I was able to do. And I was always nervous before games, and I was just kind of like a, frightened little freshman. But like now I feel like these past 2 years, starting last year probably, and then into this year, like we have such a strong core group that it makes everything so much comfortable, makes everything so much easier to play. So now I just feel like I've tried to just like blossom into the role that I have, to just, score, pass, and lead the team, and just honestly just have fun, have a fun final season. So
yeah. And Marissa K, your role, what are you doing for Warriors on the court?
I guess I could say the same thing as everyone else, but freshman year, I can kind of go along with what Amelia was saying. I definitely can look back and see myself as this like just ball of anxiety on the court. Like, I was scared to have the ball in my hands. I was the 6th/7th man, but I feel like now I've grown into a role where I can really like control the ball and like be the, I don't know.
She's a difference maker on defense.
Defensive anchor.
Anytime there's a best player on the other team, we have her lock them up. So wow. I think that's, I mean, no doubt she's capable of scoring offensively and contributes that way as well. And always, you know, is a great hustler, but I think having her as that defensive asset as a 6 foot pretty much guard is just a really unique thing to add to the team as well. So, yeah.
Also along with that, I think another part of growing into my role as a leader was using my voice more. And obviously I love to use my voice on defense, but I feel like along these high school years, I've been able to like help others on the court and like help people get into their spots on offense by using my voice. And I feel like I've grown into like a vocal leader position on this team.
Absolutely. Back over to Kathleen. Kathleen, take us to, you know, kind of the feel of the school. I mean, Andover is good at everything. You guys won the field hockey state title. The football team was right in there. Both basketball teams always seem to be in the mix. You know, those teams kind of push each other, even if they're in different seasons, or any kind of friendly competition between squads over at the school?
Oh, definitely. So I would say our grade in particular is extremely athletic, and we've all grown up around each other, constantly competing for spaces on rosters or just that win at like an ASA soccer game when the team names were like Starburst, but very competitive from a young age. And I think Andover does a great job, especially with youth sports. Like, I've been playing basketball with these girls for almost my entire life. Yeah. All French team together.
Yeah, third grade.
Hoop like, town.
Before I could dribble. Wow. Not that I can now, but before. But we just have a great sense of sport community in Andover, and it really brings everyone together.
Yeah, lots of like multi-sport athletes. Like, we all, even though we're in our specialized seasons now, like, majority of, you know, at least girls and then even boys, like we've all played with each other in different sports and challenged each other. So like throughout our lives. So I think it's really created a good culture. And just wanting to represent our school, like, know we can be among the best teams in the state, or as much, or we try to be from so many sports. So it just kind of hold ourselves to a high standard.
Nice. Amelia H, who's the team in the Merrimack Valley you like beating the most?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, I think it's always has been, and to an extent will probably always be Central Catholic.
I'd say there's a 50-50.
It's fair to say that the kind of like the what you would expect, like the way that teams have like shifted from our freshman year to now has kind of changed. So like some of the teams have stayed like relatively constant, but then other ones have been on the come up recently that I think weren't as, you know, strong back when we were freshmen. So it's definitely interesting to see like how all the teams are growing. But I can't say for how it will be this year because we haven't played them yet. But for the last like 3 years, it's been Central Catholic because we just have a very strong rivalry with them in many sports. There's always been strong players on both teams, and we always seem to meet in like the most pivotal moments in the playoffs.
State semis.
Yeah. It definitely drives a lot of competition between us. And it's always fun to play in that rivalry because it's very competitive. So
if I could add on, yeah, I was going to say,
you seem to have another team in mind. Tell us who that one is.
Well, I'd say that Central is definitely one of Andover's biggest rivals. But one of our bigger, like, longtime rivals would also be North Andover. Like, kind of a battle on who's the better Andover. And, I mean, whenever there's a sports game, whether it's football, basketball, any sport, really, like, the stands are always filled and everyone's just, like, really excited for this game. So I think that Central and North Andover are both, like, our biggest rivals.
It's insane, right? You have this like laser focused on your rivals. Like when they walk in the gym, you're like, look at them. Oh, geez. Like, you know, look at their bags. That's so especially
with the, you know, the North Andover girls, we know, like, we're like friends. But you know, once you get in the court, like, we just love competing against each other. So I think that's a great addition too. And both rivalries, are ingrained before we even came to the high school.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's just a cool piece to like walk in and know that like this has been part of the, it's really like culture for so long. So it's pretty cool to be a part of.
Yeah. When I was like late 90s, played San Jose State baseball. Whenever Bridgewater State came, they were our huge rivals. Whenever they came in, I'm like, look at them. Color coordinated, all red, red warm ups, fancy bus. And you just get that feeling,
Yeah.
Let's go around the room and kind of reintroduce yourselves, because our guests trying to figure out these voices. So, reintroduce yourselves when you give your answer. But the question is, what's next? What happens in the spring for you? And then what happens after high school? We'll start with, we'll go left to right. Maybe Kathleen, start with you, Kathleen Yates.
All right. So my name's Kathleen. And in the spring, I do throwing for the Andover track and field team. So I started this my sophomore year, which I was planning on doing it freshman, but sadly that got cut short because of COVID. But it's something I never planned to like. My sister actually signed me up behind my back. But I'm very glad she did. It's truly one of the best sports experiences I've had at the high school. Just the track community is one of the kindest groups you'll ever meet. And I've got to meet a lot of great athletes, and I've got to travel to all these amazing meets. Like I went to Philly for nationals last year. So I've gained a lot of experience from that with just pressure and how to handle different situations, which I can definitely apply to not only basketball, but moving forward in my life. And then looking forward, I am not planning on playing basketball in college, but I definitely want to maybe play club or intramural, because I've been part of this community for so long and I want to continue that. And then in college, I'm looking to be in applied mathematics.
Sweet.
All right. So I'm Anna Foley. In the spring, obviously focus on the season first, but in the spring, it's going to be my first year without AAU, like since we're seniors. So that's going to be interesting, but mostly just focus on staying conditioning. I'll head to summer camp, like preseason summer camp for my, I'm playing at Quinnipiac next year. So, they do summer sessions in June and in, late July. So it's mainly going to be prepping for that. I have a long relationship with, a strength conditioning gym here. And so I'm just working with that, and then hopefully, going to be in my best shape entering, my summer sessions. And then, yeah, just excited to meet my new fellow classmates, and then just the team as well. So looking forward to that, and prepping for a good freshman year playing basketball. So,
but can you spell Quinnipiac on the spot?
Yes, I know it's a hard school to spell. It's not a long name.
Go ahead.
You. Quinnipiac.
All right. There's no ding. You know how they ding you if you spell it wrong in the spelling bee, like ding.
Sure.
No,
yeah.
Okay. No, you got it.
Yeah. Q U. That's really.
And it's all up a downhill from there. All right. What do you got? Who's next?
I'm Marissa.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Anna's AAU team, so I am not playing that this spring either. But in this spring, I'm looking forward to playing club volleyball. We're going to travel a lot around the country. We have tournaments in Tampa and Pittsburgh and so on. I'm looking to play volleyball in college. I haven't made a decision on that yet, but in the meantime, I'll be training for that and potentially get a job.
Yeah. Anna, give her, a shout out. Is it volleyball Quinnipiac that she could, hook
up? Yeah, they actually won the conference this year and went to the tournament. So right. I think they'd be happy to have her. So maybe I'll get in contact.
Finishing up with Amelia Hanscom. What's next for you spring wise and then post high school?
Yeah. Spring, kind of like these guys already said, I won't be playing AU. I'm kind of just excited to just have some downtime, if I'm being honest, because I feel like I've been in a season for basketball like 24/7 for like the past 3 years. So I'm kind of excited to just get a little bit of a break. Obviously, I'll still be working or whatever, but and then I will be playing college basketball at Colby College year, which I'm very excited for because I've always wanted to play college basketball, but I never wanted anything that would be like too consuming for my life. So I'm
great really... academics.
Yes. She's very bright.
So I'm very excited to have like that balance, and I've already met my teammates and we're all really close already. So I'm really excited, and we'll probably run some summer camps at some point in the summer and then just like get ready for the season. So yeah.
Yeah. We'll all try to work Hoop Town, which is our town's youth camp. We try to do every year. We've all been to since we were like six. So yeah. We did that. That's always a fun thing to do over summer if we have time. So that's another.
Do you remember like when you were the young ones and
high school girls came in? I got in a year early. I was so excited. It was the best thing to do. And just getting the coaches that were in the program at the time and then being the coaches now, it's really cool for a full circle thing too. Yeah. So it's pretty fun.
It's awesome to watch all the little kids and bring the excitement that you remember feeling when you went to that camp and kind of pass the torch along, especially as we're graduating out of this Andover program.
Yeah.
Like Anna, I got in a little early too, because all my siblings went, but my sister also coached. So that came with a prize, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys make the state title again this year and even win it. You'd have to tell the kids like, yo, what's up? We went to three in my high school tenure. Like you guys have to follow suit, man.
For sure.
Shoes to fill.
Yeah.
We see the ones that are coming up. So just keep it going. New generation.
That's it. All right. Long day. I know there's leftover mac and cheese possibly in the future.
Done.
You crushed it. That's right. That's right. You crushed it. All right. Well, good. Plenty of carbs for the Tuesday and Lowell game. And then how about Friday? Who guys got on the docket?
We have Central Friday.
So, big one tomorrow. Yeah. I'm saying tomorrow because it comes out Thursday.
But. Yeah, we're going to Central on Friday. We got kind of big road trip past a week. And then, obviously focus on tomorrow. And then once we've taken care of that job, maybe we'll obviously get ready for Central. So
it's looking forward to Lowell.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. There's Belichick again. All right. Thanks. Thanks, girls. Millie Hanska, Amanda Foley, Kathleen Yates, Marissa Kobelski. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Yes.
Have a good night.
Have a nice night.
All right. You too.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. The Andover girls basketball captains, Nick, that was a lot of fun, huh?
Yeah. Good stuff. All of them have, good, perfect for this setting. They all have great personalities.
If we had a bunch of boys captains on, you would probably
have been half as long.
you'd see two of the four boys. One of them Zoom would not be working. They'd have
one of them would take the lead and they'd defer to him to answer basically all the questions. That's what happens when I interview a group of boys.
Yeah. Who are we playing again? Yeah. Once again, the ladies got the boys' number. I love it. Andover girls basketball captains. All right. Let's take a break. Thanks to Alan Habino for hooking us up with that interview. Your captains were awesome. So let's take a break. On the other side, finishing up with our Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report. We're going to be focusing on the hockey rankings. We'll see who's hot in the valley.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See Sullivan Tire. Tire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick finishing off the deal for this week. Nick, we're going to go to rankings from Hockey Night in Boston because the MIA hasn't come out yet. So
not yet.
No offense, almost. HNIB, we will abandon you starting next week. not really, because they'll be a little more fresh, right?
Yeah.
If they come they'll out
probably,
Fridays.
And they'll probably include their power rating in their rankings.
Hopefully,
as well.
Yeah, that'd be good. So let's take a look at D1 for boys. Looking at the field, and we just have the one, it looks like, Central Catholic holding tight at number 19 for boys out of the 20 for Hockey Night in Boston.
Interesting.
Yep. Numero two, despite losses. Tewksbury Canton remain 1 and 2. So they held this spot despite losses. Let's see. Tewksbury got back in the win column this week. They lost to Division One Lincoln Sudbury 2-1 in OT. I guess I know why they stayed at number one. You know, losing to a D1
that'll
team
do
in
it. There's no shame there.
Hoping to get in the win column this week. The time is recording. Not sure if they happen yet, but they had games against more D1 foes. Billerica, Merrimack Valley rival, and Acton Boxborough. Basically, it's Tewksbury, Nick, and the South, the whole South Division.
Yep. Yep.
The old South Division,
and
anyway.
They're battling for the areas. They're carrying the whole area on their back. Not just the Merrimack Valley, but maybe the North Shore, too.
Yeah.
The whole North Sectional.
Yeah. Division 3, looking for some Merrimack Valley teams. And Drake at Tingsboro comes in, that co-op for boys at 7-0. Solid start for the Drake and Tingsboro, the DTs. 54 goals on the year, 9-3 win over Littleton Bromfield, 6-0 shutout over Cambridge Ringe and Latin. I wonder if Patrick Ewing was there. Probably not. They got Methuen, Merrimack Valley rival Methuen on Friday night.
Sorry, I thought I hit mute right there, but I didn't.
No, you're good. You're good. D3 Merrimack, usually that's where you see some of the smaller Merrimack area schools, but no. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. That was D3, Drake and Tingsboro.
Okay. I'm going to say maybe Shawsheen in Division 4.
Yeah, my bad.
Factor there.
Yep, that was D3. And 4, yeah, you usually got your Shawsheen in there. Shawsheen, we're learning quickly, Nick, is like can't really put them up with St. Mary's, but at the same time, they're like that school that's smallish but successful.
Yeah, the small school representation.
Yep. And there they are, number 5 in Division 4 for Hockey Night in Boston at 4-1-0. And what's Shawsheen doing this week? They remain at number 5. They won their lone game 3-2 over Methuen last week. Don't have this schedule up for that. Nick, let's go to the ladies, see if we got any top performing teams in the Merrimack Valley. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Okay. Division 1 top 10 Hockey Night in Boston. HPNA. Haverhill, Pawtucket, North Andover. 5-2-1 at number 7. And Methuen Tewksbury, your number 10 team in the state for Division 1 at 4-2-0.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Let's see if any two as we close out the show. Yes, Andover. Number 4 in the state, according to Hockey Night in Boston for girls, 4-1-1. And that does it for Merrimack Valley for them. Andover had a solid week, they say. Wins over Methuen 4-2. Matignon 4-2. And then D1 Methuen Tewksbury. So a Merrimack Valley win, 3-0. Huge test Wednesday with St. Mary's, the number 1 seed in the state, according to Hockey Night in Boston for D1. That was Wednesday, the day before this airs, and then Acton Boxborough on Saturday. I think we got it all in.
Yeah, I think we did. Good, stuff. Next week, we'll have some, breaking down the rankings on both sports, hockey and hoop.
Oh, yeah. Is there any other sports that need rankings? Or it's just those two?
I think it's just those two in the fall, right? I mean, the winter, right?
Yeah, yeah. There'll be no swimming ranking, nothing like that. Or volleyball is a fall sport now, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, that's it. Another week in the books. Thanks to everybody for joining us. We are here every Thursday morning. We come out, but you can listen to us anytime you want. But it does freshly come out Thursday mornings, msonewsports.com. And we have another show too, North Shore Sports Desk, same time if you're interested. Nick, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.